Hey there, welcome to Just Begin, the podcast where we explore what it's like to navigate life as a 20-something. I'm your host, Melly Diaz. On this podcast, we dive deep into a wide range of topics, from mental health to hustle culture, relationships to wellness. No topic is off limits, and I'm not afraid to get real and vulnerable. Together, we'll explore what it means to just begin to take that first step, even when you don't know where to start. So if you're ready to join me on this journey of self-discovery, then stick around and let's just begin. Hello, welcome to the Just Begin podcast. I'm Melly, and if you're new here, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the podcast. And I just have so many things on my mind right now. Currently, I am in my closet recording this. And if you are a frequent listener, you know I've recorded my own closet every now and then. I had switched from, you know, going to my living room and recording the podcast there, and also having like a video format for you guys, so anyone who wants to watch on YouTube. And so I was doing it that way for a little bit. And then now, since I have a puppy, life has just, like, I have to completely change the way I do everything. It's like I just welcomed a child into my life, because I attempted to record the podcast earlier today. Right now it's like nighttime. It's exactly 9 o'clock. Perfect. And so I attempted to record the podcast earlier when I was finished up with work, but she was just like going crazy. Dorian was gone. He was like out at a shoot, and I'm alone at the apartment with all the animals. And I was like, how the hell do I record this podcast right now? Because all you'll hear in the background is the animals running around or playing, doing a bunch of stuff. And on top of that, my dog, my older dog, Marshall, he has a stomach ache right now. He has diarrhea. And it has been the most, like, I feel like I have actual children. I'm like, wow. This takes a lot. And so I feel for you mothers out there. And I just been like feeling it this day, today and yesterday too. So now I'm in my closet recording today's episode, because I did not want to use that as an excuse to not record. And I really am trying to stay consistent, which is one of the topics that I'm going to get into today, in today's topic of, you know, I don't even know what I'm going to title it exactly this episode, but I'm going to be getting into like content creation and my tips, and for people who want to, you know, also create content and all that stuff. But before I get into that, I wanted to have like a little like corner of like, you know, content and different things that I've been loving. So first things up, I saw the Barbie movie just like everybody else in America who went to go see the Barbie movie. I saw Barbie and I saw Oppenheimer this weekend, because I just did not want to be out of the conversation, and I wanted to know, like, I just didn't want to get spoiled through social media the whole movie, so I really tried not to get any opinions on it. So I was like, I'm going to watch it the weekend it comes out. I want to know, and I'm a huge movie person, film and all that. I love film, and I love, you know, the cinematography, I love the writing, I just love everything about movies, and I'm a big movie nerd. So I was really excited to watch Barbie, because I think Greta Gerwig is an amazing, amazing director. And I also love Christopher Nolan. He does, obviously, you all know, he's an amazing director as well. So I just knew, like, both movies were going to give. They really delivered. And without further ado, Barbie was just so amazing. It was even more than I expected it to be. I expected a certain type of genre with it. I just thought, okay, maybe it might be a comedy, maybe it might be like sad, not sad, but almost like a parody. I just wasn't sure what to expect with Barbie, but oh my gosh, it was just, I don't know, it was just perfect to me. Like, I just loved the way that it showed, really portrayed life as a woman and what we have to deal with and everything. And I just thought it was such a beautiful movie, and I just really recommend it for everybody to watch, all men and women. And I think it's just a beautiful movie. And when it comes to Oppenheimer, it was also a really well done movie. I was just mesmerized the whole time. And typically with those movies, especially when it's like that long, I could find myself getting bored easily. But I swear this movie went by so fast to me, in the sense that I was just so captivated and I was just like intrigued the whole time, tuned in, and I just thought it was just, it's probably one of the best movies to be ever filmed and made. And I know that's like a bold statement to make, but it truly is. It was so well done. So I just really recommend. I know, like, all over social media, everybody's talking about, like, Barbie, Oppenheimer, putting them against each other, which I really don't understand because they're completely different films. I think you should go watch both of them and see them both, because they're both really, really, really good. And I feel like it's been a while since the movies, like, that there's been good movies to go see, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like when I was in high school, middle school, like, there was always movies coming out, and, like, everybody was so excited, and just, like, it's bringing back that fun energy of, like, oh, let's all go to the movies and to go see it. So I thought it was, like, I don't know, it was really fun, and it was really cute seeing everybody wearing pink. I went with my friend Daniela, and she wore pink, and so did I. Well, I actually did not wear pink, because I could not create a pink outfit, which I know, like, so bad. But I had like just an all black outfit, and I have hot pink purse and stuff, so I was like, this will work for now. This will do. But everybody looked so cute. Everybody was like all dressed up, which just kind of reminds me of just like movie culture back then. And I feel like, I swear, like, I was always at the movies. Like, when I think about high school and middle school, like, every weekend we always went to the movies, me and my friends, and it was just like a thing. And I just feel like I kind of went away, and I'm not sure, like, I don't want to say what the kids are up to, but, like, I'm not sure if they do that anymore. I don't know. Like, I really was at the movies. I stayed at the movies. So, that's my movie rant, and I just really enjoyed both of them. So, I'll leave it at that. But that's pretty much, like, all I want to talk about other than, you know, today's topic. So, let's just get into today's episode, all thing content creation, creator, influencer, all those things. And disclaimer, as you know, you would technically classify me as a micro influencer in the influencer hierarchy. However, I've been working in marketing, content creation, design pretty much for like 7 to 8 years now. And I just have a lot of knowledge in the area, and I'm still obviously growing my platform and working out what works for me. And so that brings me pretty much to the first tip of my, if you want to be, actually before I get into that, actually I want to share why I was thinking about doing this episode. So I made a TikTok the other day about going to a girls' dinner, like a get ready with me to go to a girls' dinner with a group of girls who are like new friends to me and all that, and like making friends as an adult. And at that dinner, one of the girls actually asked me, and a few of them, it became like a topic of conversation of just like, how do I create content and how do I put myself out there? And I really felt like flattered that they even asked me that, because I have kind of imposter syndrome of like, I feel like I don't even do enough, and that it makes me feel good that somebody else notices that and like also wants to create content, and that I'm inspiring them a little bit to do that, because I also get that imposter syndrome of like, I'm not doing enough. I see other creators, you know, are that have a huge platform, that have their podcasts on the networks and all this stuff. And, you know, I have to remember that I will get to that at some point. Right now, I'm still in the building blocks of this, because I've kind of, you know, changed my vibe a few times. And so it's definitely a journey. And so back to what I was saying at that dinner, we talked about it, and everybody else was pretty much saying, like, it's just so hard to create content because you're constantly like, you just don't know like what others are gonna think, or that you don't know what to do, or like, I have no idea what to even post, and like, I don't want to post the same thing that other people are posting. And I think it's important to remember that we just have to be authentic with ourselves, and that's definitely something that I've struggled with, and that I have to remind myself as I'm like in the creative mood, is that I need to be true to myself and make sure that I'm authentic to my purpose, to my values, and to, you know, myself. And I feel like I've done a good job at that, but there are still times where I can be that too much, where I'm like, I need to just let my guard down and be able to, you know, show who I am if I want to create content. You know, I always get into like this weird funk where I'm like, I just don't even know, like, I don't want to post anything at all. I don't care what anybody thinks. I want to get off social media. What's the point? But then there's the other side of me that, hit my hangers. Like I said, I'm in the closet. And there's a part of me that also, like, I really do enjoy sharing my life on social media, on the podcast, you know, on all those things, because actually I enjoy being vulnerable and like sharing my story, because I know that I've helped other people and I've been able to create friends online. A lot of my new friends that I've made have all been through social media, and I feel like we should remember that social media is a tool and it's also a place to build a community. So I feel like the more authentic you are, and you will, you know, attract those people that you want in your circle and you want in your community and who you want to engage in your content. And I really have found that to work for me. And I just know that it's definitely been a challenge for me in the sense of trying to figure out what I want to talk about, but I've had this like renaissance within myself again. I feel like I go through these like moments of inspiration a lot, but I've had this renaissance, like I've been saying, or like a new era of just like enjoying myself more and being more open to sharing my life online and not thinking like, I don't know if I look good today, my skin is not feeling good, or that I feel like inflamed, or I feel bloated. I'm like, I don't want to try anything on. I don't want to talk about beauty. I don't want to talk about skincare. I don't want to just like, you know, film a vlog, like a day in the life sort of thing. And I feel like we have to remind ourselves, like, we're humans. And I have to remember a lot of the creators that I'm sure you can think on the top of your head, the creators that you enjoy engaging with and following, are probably the ones who show you their whole life and are very vulnerable and open and, you know, authentic. Back to what I was saying as the first pretty much tip, is just be authentic. And I feel like once you get that down, everything else will come into place. And so the next thing is, obviously, when I get into it, it is the most challenging, and it is consistency. And it is the most challenging because, like I shared earlier, when you're not feeling inspired or you're not feeling true to yourself, it's so hard to stay up to date with creating content. And that's definitely, this is my number one difficulty, is the consistency, because I will get into those moods and I'll get into those thought processes, and I have to remind myself that there's a bigger purpose to this. I can't let my mind wind every single time, and that's definitely been something I've been practicing. And like right now, I'm recording, it's 9 p.m. and I really want to do this. I'm not like forcing myself to do this. I just knew that I really wanted to record this podcast and I was excited about it. The day got to me because of everything I've been dealing with work and my dogs and my animals. And so now I'm like, this is my little treat to myself almost, because I really wanted to record this episode because it's something I've been thinking about. And I knew if I wouldn't have done this and I would have waited another week, or like, oh, I'll just record tomorrow, the day that the podcast is supposed to come out, and just say that it'll be coming out later. And I was like, I don't want to do that anymore. I hate being that person. I want to be consistent. And I just think consistency is so attractive in a way of just like as a creator, because I know that the people that I like to engage with, they're always very consistent and they always have a new video up or a new, you know, just some, you know what I mean, like new content up that you get to listen to or watch, because they're consistent. And I really want to be consistent, and I am. And so that has been, I think that's what deters like everybody apart when it comes to content creation and like influencer and all that stuff is the consistency, because nobody's gonna stick along for the ride if you're not consistent. And that's definitely been the case for me. It's just I get like waves of engagement and then I drop off and it goes back and forth. And so I'm really trying to get back on my consistency wave and keeping up with it, and also being consistent with my own personal life and myself. And I'm getting there. So yeah, I think that is one of the most important tips when it comes to this. And then the next thing I wanted to talk about is pretty much figuring out what platform you thrive on. And so this has been also one of the other challenging things for me, because I clearly started with, well, actually my first platform was technically YouTube, because I used to do makeup videos on there and like hauls and all that stuff, like back when that was really big. And I did that for a little while, and then I did it with a group of friends, and then we all did, like, it was like a band, you know, the band broke up, and then so the channel broke up and ended. So I didn't really stay consistent with the channel after that. And so then I kind of switched over to doing a blog. And so I did a blog for a while. It was more like about fashion and makeup still. And I was going down that route. And then I started going more into, as I got older, still like daily life content, but I was in college, so I didn't really stay consistent in the sense of like being an influencer and content creation. It wasn't until post-grad until I started creating content again more consistently, and I was vegan at the time, so I really kind of catered my content to like the vegan diet space. And I really did well on Instagram, and I collabed with different brands and different like food companies, and I worked with a restaurant and worked with different things. So that was kind of like my niche on Instagram for a while. And then when I stopped being vegan and I like, you know, kind of had to completely change the way I deliver my content and who I am, and again back to number one of being authentic, I realized like, okay, what do I want to talk about? Like, and then I really just came to the point where I'm just going to share my life on here, and I'm just going to keep it casual on Instagram. I'm not going to overthink it. And if, you know, brands reach out to me to share, to send product to me, awesome. If not, oop, I keep hitting these damn hangers. Let me stop them. Okay. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. I really try not to put pressure on it, because I do have a job. So this isn't my only like stream of income. So I just kind of was like, I'm going to let it be, and I'm going to create content when it comes to me. And so after all that, I also had Just Begin magazine. So Just Begin magazine was pretty much my second identity after veganism. As I had that magazine for 3 years. It did really well. I'm so proud of the work that we did at Just Begin magazine, and it was a dream of mine to run a magazine and create tons of content, collab with different writers, collab with people, of interviewing them. And so that's kind of where the podcast was born from, was that style of interview and changing it up into a audio format. Because, you know, to be fully transparent, the magazine did well, but there came a point where it was really difficult to monetize, and the readership was going down significantly, and also the building of it was really complicated, because I had a team of interns, I had a few people on board of me helping me, which were super helpful, and it's really nothing on the people that were helping me, but it became very difficult to do the turnaround. And we kind of went from, we literally released an issue, a new edition, every single month, and that was monthly editions, and it was amazing at first, because if you don't know, if you're a new listener, my background is in writing, and that's where my degree is in. And I just always knew, like, I wanted to be an editor, I wanted to have a magazine or some sort of publication, I want to write a book, and that's still in the cards, writing a book, that's definitely happening. But I knew the magazine was something that I really wanted. And so, yeah, the magazine then became the podcast. And now I have the podcast, and I still obviously do my content creation of, like, my life, skincare, beauty, career stuff, and that's kind of where I live now in the internet world. But, yeah, figuring out to the platform that you drive in. And so I kind of bounce around to a lot of different things, and Instagram is still my number one, you can say, of where I share content, but I have been enjoying TikTok. At first, I shared a lot and I did a lot of videos, but I didn't do, and I know that the way that everybody says that it works to really grow on TikTok is, like, you gotta post, like, 5 videos a day, which just didn't seem feasible for me. Just, like, did not make sense for me. And even right now, that seems like a lot. But my goal is to at least kind of do once a day, and then I'll grow to 2 times a day, and then maybe 3 times a day max on TikTok. And only if I'm feeling, you know, authentic with it, and I don't want to force it, and I don't want to be like this cheesy TikTok person, like, just using a bunch of different sounds. And I really try to make it like a talking stuff. So I've been like, right now I'm experimenting with TikTok, and I'm like falling in love with it again. But I had a moment where which I've shared on the podcast, actually, I deleted TikTok for probably like 6 months or so. I was just like over it. I got off of TikTok for a while, and then I recently got back on, and I'm like, you know what? This is such a fun platform. It's such a great way to, like, build a community. Does it consume a lot of my time? Sure. I that's on me, though. I really have to be able to stop the scrolling. But Instagram is so boring now. Do you agree with me? Like, I like Instagram to share and to, like, look at what my friends and people that I follow are doing. But sometimes it's just so boring, and I just don't know. It just doesn't give the same as TikTok does. And it's just, like, I've been trying to figure out what I like more. But so I'm testing out both platforms. Also, that also reminds me about Threads. And so I actually like Threads. I know it. That's kind of maybe, I don't know how other people feel about it, but I have been liking Threads because I love joining a platform when it's brand new, and I just love seeing what people kind of create with it. And I've been, you know, threading, is that what you call it? Like, threading instead of, like, tweeting. But I will be, you know, engaging on there and stuff. But yeah, I feel like figuring out what platform you drive in is just a game of experimenting and seeing what makes you, like, most excited to create content on. I also have a YouTube channel, but the YouTube channel, I attempted to do vlogs and all that stuff. And then my fiance is a videographer, right? So I was like, perfect, we can do, like, really nice vlogs. You know how to do this. And then we kind of did it for a little bit. And then we also were like, I don't think we want to be, like, lifestyle vloggers, like, couple vloggers. It just didn't come natural to us to be that way. And we're like, okay, maybe we'll just do a video for, like, every time we travel. And we're still doing that, but, like, the last few trips we didn't do it. So, but we do have a really cool trip in September to Greece, so we're definitely gonna vlog that. And also just more, like, home video style, you know. I'm not gonna, like, put so much pressure on it, like, it has to perform this well or something like that. Like, absolutely not. YouTube is obviously a very competitive platform to compete with anybody on there. But, you know, I do like YouTube. I'm on YouTube every day. Like, when I wake up and I, like, go after all my morning stuff, like, I turn on the TV and I put on YouTube. It's either, like, a lifestyle video, or, like, I follow a bunch of, like, DJ videos, and they play, like, morning vibe or, like, different things. And I have, like, different channels that I subscribe to. But YouTube, is one of the platforms that I live on too. But you know what I absolutely love is Pinterest. And if you can be committed to Pinterest and like really go all out, I think you can grow super fast, because I have pins on there and I think I have almost like 15,000 views a month on my pins and my boards. And I really like, I play around with Pinterest, and so I'm kind of on everything. But I've learned that you really got to commit to like two and really go full out. And so right now, that is Instagram and TikTok for me. And then number three, I would say, is YouTube. And then four is Pinterest. But Pinterest might go over YouTube. I don't know. I'm still messing around with both, like I said. But my Pinterest actually is doing pretty well. But I haven't been sharing because Pinterest now has a video format on there. So I was like, every reel I had, every TikTok I had, I would post onto Pinterest. And I hadn't done that recently. So all the ones I have, I'm just going to upload them and see how they perform. But yeah, figuring out what platform you drive in, I think, is a huge, huge thing when it comes to content creation. And figuring out what works best for you. And like I said, it's whatever I think you will perform best, whatever gets you the most excited, like which platform gets you the most excited to post on. And so the next thing I wanted to talk about is pitching to brands and working with them. So I've had a really good year in the sense of working with different brands, and it's been more of a like collaboration, collab posted agreement with most of them. I haven't had like an actual paid gig this year, like a paid post. And actually, I'm saying that, but I am working on like a paid partnership now with a different brand in the sense of becoming an ambassador for them. So that is in the works right now. However, when it comes to all the different brands that I've been sharing and posting on my Instagram and TikTok, they've all, for the most part, been free in the sense that they send product to me and I post the stuff and in exchange. And so I wanted to share how I get access to these brands. So like I've shared, I've been doing this type of influencer stuff now since, I want to say like 2018, so 5 years. And I had in 2019, I had my first ever like actual paid post where someone actually paid me like $1,200 to make a video and post, which I thought, oh my gosh, I am an influencer. I'm going to become so rich from this. I'm going to do this for the rest of my life and all that stuff, which was great, that one check. But it didn't continue to more, and I didn't get more of those. So it's always been like a lot of collab posts or very like low budget. But I've learned, for me, what works is I just say yes to the brands that I'm excited to work with and who I see like potential with and growing. And I feel like there are a lot of different creators who might say like, who just won't even take the free collab exchange because they think like, oh, then that brand will never pay me. I think the best way to go about it is to create content for the brands that you want to work with. And, you know, even if they haven't even reached out to you, I think the best tool is like thinking about what brands you want to work with. Like for me, I would love, love, love to work with Rare Beauty. And I had been creating videos with like Rare Beauty products and stuff, and I haven't been consistent with them more, but I know if I really put the time into it, they will reach out to me and they will either send me something or I can get on their PR list, and then maybe in the future give me a collaborated post type of thing. And so you just never know. And a lot of the brands that I've been working with, I've been connected through like influencer agencies. So I'm not signed to anyone. I don't have a manager. I don't have nothing, which would probably be great. It's something I could vision in the future. But a lot of the brands that reach out to me are all through these influencer agencies that found me, and I actually didn't pitch to them. I don't know, they just found me through Instagram or something. There's a bunch of them, which if you want to know what their names are, I can share them with you. I can share emails. I have no problem doing that. So I always like, I get pitched through these agencies, different brands and different people who to work with and stuff. And so then I decide if I want to work with them and do this collab post and sign an agreement. And like I said earlier, it's a lot of free things. So I feel like if you, the first step, if you want to work with like different, if you want to work with a brand, I think come up with a good pitch email and then have your media kit in the sense, and there's a lot of people, there's so many cool creators on TikTok that share like, this is my media kit, and showing your analytics, your followers, your demographic, and all those things. And I think it's important to know, look at my following. It's not huge. I have a very small, compared to a lot of people, to me, my, you know, 7,000 people that follow me is small. And so I think don't get discouraged if you're under 1K or just about 1K. I think that really doesn't matter. And what really comes down to it is community and engagement. And I feel like a lot of like agencies and social media managers of these brands know that now and are looking for micro influencers, because that's how I feel like I've been scouted from all these different brands. Like this week I got my first ever PR package from Urban Decay, which I shared a video on TikTok because, like I shared earlier, I used to do makeup videos on YouTube, and all the products I used were Urban Decay. Like, I was an Urban Decay girl. That was like what I asked for Christmas, for my birthday, everything. And the fact, like, getting an actual PR package from them, like, I wanted to cry, because 15-year-old me would be screaming, because that is all I wanted back then. I wanted that brand to notice me, and even them noticing me from this like micro level is an accomplishment to me. And so I am receiving like bunch of different products from Lancome, which is a brand I would have never expected to even, you know, think of me. And so like Lancome, and now I work with a lot of indie brands like Solera Suncare, who I'm hosting. Oh, that actually reminds me, if you live in Miami, I am hosting a beach cleanup in collaboration with Solera Suncare this Saturday. And so if you want to come, I'll have the link in the show notes. We have a few spots left, but you can still come. And it's going to be so much fun. But like I said, I work with like different indie brands and new up and coming brands, and that are, you know, building their following. And I really, I love working with smaller brands, because I just like building them up and like also giving them good content that they can share on their end. And I've really kind of found myself in the skincare space or like the beauty space without even really trying to be in it. Because the first real skincare brand that reached out to me was CocoKind, and I was part of their summer, it was like, I forget how long the months were, partnership, and I worked with CocoKind for a little while, and I still work with them on a like basis type of thing, and I get product from them. So CocoKind was like the first big skincare brand, and I kind of transitioned from like the food brands that would send me stuff. I used to get a lot of different, like I said, in the vegan world, like different brands sending me food and all that stuff. So now I'm kind of like in the beauty space, which I love. I love beauty, and it's definitely, it comes a lot more natural to me, because when it, even in the vegan space, I'm not a chef and I cook okay. And I just, it was hard for me to create content of like food content, because like I said, I'm not a chef. And so, and I just like always felt nervous talking about like what people should eat or like diet, weight, all those things just felt weird for me. And so now that I'm in this like beauty skincare space is really nice, because this is fun for me. And so I feel like if, I hope this gives you a little encouragement in the sense, like, you may not know what, I hate saying like your niche, because I don't think you have to have a niche. And I know there's so many people that say like, what's your niche, but I feel like we're humans, we're complex, there's so many things that we're interested in, and I will never have a niche, and that's fine with me. And so yeah, back to what I was saying, but pitching to different brands, I feel like you just have to get a good email like a good prompt of like a good pitch. And I used to DM a lot of brands all the time, and that's kind of where I made a lot of different connections with. And I think finding different influencer agencies that represent brands is a really, really good contact. And there's so many of them. There's like micro influencer agencies now, and there's a bunch of different people that you can work with if you just look around. And if you want to know the contacts I have, feel free to DM me and ask. But yeah, I feel like it's been kind of coming to me naturally. Like I said, a lot of these agencies reached out to me, but I'm going to get back on my pitching game and writing to people, because there are brands that I want to work with. And like, first thing that came to my head was Skinny Confidential. That's the podcast that really inspired me to even have a podcast. They were like the first podcast that I said podcast a lot in that sentence, that really got me into them and listening to it. And so when she came out with her brand, the ice roller and different things, I knew that I wanted to be an influencer for them or like create content. So I literally just wrote to them and pitched, and then I got a code, I got products sent to me, and yeah, it's like, if you just ask, you might receive. And like, you know that TikTok, what if you just call Taylor up? And that's literally what I did with Lauren. And I found her email and I wrote to her, and then she sent my email to the marketing people, and then I got a code and I got some products sent to me. And yeah, and I've been creating content every now and then for them, but not for them. I do it and then I share the code. I'm not going to say that they didn't ask me to create content. It's more just like, here's our affiliate code and all that stuff. And affiliate code's also a great thing to get on. They're very easy to get. Honestly, brands want the sales, so they will give you that affiliate code. Trust me. I know it sounds like daunting at first, like, who am I to even ask for this? But there are so many different programs now for affiliate codes and all these things. But yeah, pitching to brands might seem like the most daunting part about this, but it's actually not that hard. Like, just come up with a good pitch for yourself, create a really nice media kit. Like I said, look on TikTok and look for micro influencer media kit, pitch deck, whatever. There's so many cool creators that have different ways of doing it. I just made mine on Canva, very easy. And yeah, I think, just like I said, be authentic with yourself. And when you're pitching to these brands, think of brands that you use every single day, that it won't be that difficult to know what you're talking about and be, you know, able to actually influence people to purchase their stuff because you actually use it. And that's something that I have to remind myself every single time. And I've denied a few brands when I get an email. I'm like, I don't really use these types of products. I try to keep all clean skincare and stuff. So when I get, you know, different, you know, pitches from these agencies, I'm like, this just isn't authentic for me, and I have to deny. And I'm like, who am I to be in that? You know, I'm not in the, you would think I'm obviously not in the space to be saying no, because I feel like there are a lot of creators that I see that do like so many collabs with so many different brands that like don't make sense to me, and that turns me off. And I just don't want to be that creator to my audience, and I want to only share products and brands that I will actually use and purchase on my own, and not just like just saying yes to do it. Like, I'm not going to just post an energy drink, you know what I mean? I'm not going to drink that. I drink coffee. And like, oh, you know what I mean? And so I feel like it's just being authentic with yourself. And wow, time is just about out. But to wrap everything up, I hope that these tips made you feel a little more excited about, if you want to start this content creation journey, please feel free to reach out to me if you want to chat and talk about like what you want to do. I'd love to give my advice if I can. And like I said, as a disclaimer in the beginning, I'm not a huge creator online, but I know that my community is growing, my platforms are growing, and I'm excited to continue like growing my personal brand and my own brand. And so, yeah, I kind of wanted to document this because it's going to be fun to see like in the future where everything goes. And I feel like I get this question a lot about talking about content creation things, and I had never done a full episode about it. So I hope that this helps. And if you want to get into like deeper things, let me know. We can go into more different topics. But yeah, this is all I will share today. And so thank you so much for tuning in to the Just Begin podcast. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and see you next time. Bye.